Hi, Jim. It's Tim Carter. Thanks so much for calling Ask the Builder. How are you today?
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
And I appreciate your show. But, you know, I had a hardwood floor question, but since you got the heating guy there, could I change it to something else?
Absolutely. Oh, yes. That's why Jamie's here.
Okay. And I don't know if this is something he would know, but I thought I'd ask anyway. I just moved into a condominium, two-story. It's got baseboard heating, and I had the whole house painted. And in the living room, or family room only, on the wall, it was like sooty type, and you couldn't clean it off. But they sealed it, and then they painted it. And when I moved there was no problem. All of a sudden, I started burning candles. Now, I got this one candle that where I noticed that the wick didn't burn down. It was throwing off little black smoke. It ended up being, I like the candles because of the smell in the house and everything, but after a while, I looked over on that wall, and that it's like got smoke going up on the side of the wall, and I tried cleaning it off. I could not clean it off. Did that come from that candle?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you always, when you burn a candle, create soot.
Yeah, and every time, Jamie and I...
My wife used to like to burn candles, and we don't have any candles in our house anymore, because I had to do a whole lot of painting. So.
You'd be surprised how many people call into the show, Jim, and they tell me, all of a sudden they start to talk about these black spots on the wall, and my first question always is, are you burning candles? And they kind of hesitate, and they go, yes. and it's that's you exactly right. You're throwing off so much soot, you can't believe it. And that soot's going through the natural convection of that electric heater on the wall.
Yes.
What it's doing is if you can actually see these particles because of the convection in the house where the cold air is dropping, it comes to the underside of that electric heater.
That's right.
It hits
yes.
the coils, and the soot particle's doing this. And then it gets driven up onto the wall, and that convection also creates static electricity. But, I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but those soot particles get charged because of the friction, just like rubbing a balloon on your hair because they're moving, and they get attracted to the wall surface. Just like you can rub your hair. Have you ever rubbed a balloon in the wintertime on your hair and stuck it to a wall? Have you ever seen
not
that
really,
happen?
Not well, yeah, really, I mean, but I've seen it happen.
Yeah, you can just rub a balloon to your hair, stick it on a wall in the wintertime, and it sticks. Well, that's why those soot particles are sticking to the wall above that heater.
So okay, now, these heaters that you put the oil in, are they okay?
You mean like a kerosene heater, sir?
No, it's like a warmer, and I think I've got like a little light bulb in it, and you put liquid. It's called a scent liquid-like, and all it does is...
Like from a Glade, and you plug it into the outlet?
It looks like a little crock pot, and you put oil in it and turn it on, and then it makes the whole house smell good and everything.
Oh, but it's not burning the oil. It's just an electric heater that's heating up the oil.
Heating up the oil and putting a fragrance through the house.
Yeah, and there's no real problems with that.
Yeah, as long as it's not burning the oil, you're okay.
Okay.
So you're fine as long as when you start to burn that oil. When you see that orange flame and that yellow flame in a candle,
yes.
you're not getting complete combustion of the wax. And the reason it's so hard to clean that soot off is because what it is, that soot is it's liquefied wax. And when it finally gets on the wall again, it turns back to hard wax. And you bet it's tough to clean it off a wall. So candles, in my opinion, are death on a stick. I mean,
they are, absolutely.
There's not a
absolutely.
Candle that burns at my house for that reason.
Never.
I mean, I tell my kids, you're not burning candles. We'll light candles at Christmas time for a little bit of effect, you know, just for dinner. But that's it, man. No candles. And I know the candle sellers are upset at me, but oh well.